On today's episode of 15 Minute Time Limit, we have Impact Wrestling Victory Row Review. We have some news concerning Jade Cargill, Anna Jay, Ty Conti, and WWE Extreme Rules. I can't wait to start the show, so let's do it. Here we go. Welcome to 15 Minute Time Limit, the wrestling podcast. All right, let's start today's episode with Impact Wrestling Victory Road Review. Last night on Impact Plus, we got Victory Road. It was a good pay-per-view. I don't know if we can call it pay-per-view, a good show, a good event, because it was on Impact Plus and not on pay-per-view. Steve Maclin beat TJP and Petey Williams like he should have. In my opinion, Maclin is on his way to a big push. And beating Petey and TJP makes it clear that that's the way they want to go. Then we had a five-man match, exhibition match. Black Taurus, John Skyler, Jake Something, Lerado Kid, and Trey Miguel. It was a good match. Spot-filled match. Kid won it in the end. It was pretty chaotic. It got what it needed to get. Showcase everyone. Good match. Tennille Dashwood versus Taylor Wilde. You know, I love Tennille. I loved her ever since her Emma days in NXT and WWE. She's a great wrestler. I think she deserves more. She lost. Taylor won because Taylor Wilde just got back to Impact, which is okay. In my book, but I really think Tennille should be pushed more. It was a good match, not the best women's match I saw, not the best Tennille match, not the best Taylor Wilde match. It was a good match, it was an okay match. But push Tennille, that's all I'm saying. Going on, we had Rohit Raju versus Matt Cardona in a no DQ match. Cardona, the king of death matches, won this match with some help from Chelsea Green, his fiance. You know, it was pretty good match, better than what I expected. Not something you should go and rave about online, but it was better than my expectations for it. So kudos to both men. Then we had Bullet Club Impact version of Chris Bay and Haikuleo versus Finn Juice. It was a good tag match. Bullet Club won, which is fine because it serves the purpose and the story. It was pretty enjoyable. I love Chris Bay. I think he has a bright future ahead. I love that he's added to the Bullet Club. It was an okay match. Let's move on. Moose and W. Morrissey versus former mortal enemies, Sami Callihan and Eddie Edwards. Moose and Morrissey won. The story was great in the match. Morrissey powerbombing Alicia Edwards, Eddie's wife, truly affected the outcome. You know, it slowed down the match a bit, the whole medical evacuation of Alicia, but it made sense. The story was good. The match was good. I enjoyed it a lot. Moving on to the Knockouts Championship match between Tasha Steelz and Savannah Evans versus Havoc and Rosemary, who are the champs and retained. It was a good match. Nothing too special about it. In my opinion, no offense to anyone. It was a solid match. Speaking of solid matches, another tag championship match. Now won the men's championship match. Good Brothers versus Willie Mack and Rich Swann. Better than what I expected. They had surprisingly good chemistry. But it was kind of a typical Good Brothers match. They won. Moving on. Nothing too special about it. Then the match of the night. Josh Alexander versus Chris Sabin for the X Division title. They stole the show in my opinion. I thought it would be match of the night before the event. And I'm glad that I was right. Bravo, kudos to both of them who put on a stellar match. Again, my match of the night, in my opinion. Then we had the main event, the Impact World Championship match between champion Christian Cage versus Ace Austin. Christian retained in a good match, second best match of the night. Ace Austin is a future champ, for sure, no doubt about it. And Christian, wow, he's really, really, really good, you know. Too bad he was away for such a long period. At the end of the evening, Josh Alexander comes and confronts Christian Cage and yells at him, Option C, which means he gives up his X Division title for a world title shot at Bound for Glory. It will be glorious. You see, Bound for Glory, glorious, yes, yes. Can't wait to see it. Great pay-per-view for Impact Wrestling. Good job, everyone involved. Next Sunday, we will have, which is a week from today, we'll have WWE Extreme Rules on pay-per-view. Now, how many Extreme Rules or any stipulation matches we have for that pay-per-view? Zero. A pay-per-view that it's 1 week away has zero extreme stipulations or any stipulations at all at a pay-per-view titled Extreme Rules. Now, maybe WWE will say, you know what? All the matches in tonight's pay-per-view are Extreme Rules matches. That's fine, that's okay. But say something. Let the people know. You don't have to do any stipulations, but then why did you name the pay-per-view Extreme Rules? And that's one of the problems with themed pay-per-views like Money in the Bank, or Hell in a Cell, that even if there is no true justification for a Money in the Bank match or for a Hell in a Cell match, they must do it because that's how the pay-per-view is called. Now, Money in the Bank, like the Royal Rumble, you don't really need an excuse. But for a Hell in a Cell or for some Extreme Rules, you need a good story behind it. And that's not something that you have each time. So my suggestion, don't force a themed pay-per-view if you don't have enough matches to fill that criteria. You know, a few months ahead, that Extreme Rules is on this date, on this month. Build your feuds that will lead up to Extreme Rules to have great stipulations for them. Don't figure out all of a sudden, wake up in the morning and say, oh, next week is the Extreme Rules pay-per-view. We have several matches booked, but none of them have any stipulations. Oh, what will we do now? Sometimes I'm confused by WWE, I gotta admit. Anyway, let's see if they'll add some stipulation or call every match an Extreme Rule match and get it over with. That's 1 week from today on Sunday. Mikey Ruckus, the man, the brilliant man behind AEW's music department and theme songs, who put on the banger of a theme for Adam Cole, baby, posted on his Twitter that he's working on a combination of two themes, Anna Jay and Ty Conti. Is that a hint for AEW's women tag division? They will be a great tag team. They are already a great tag team. As we saw in their feud against The Bunny and Penelope Ford. You know what? If there will be an AEW Women Tag Team titles, I think Ty J should definitely be the first tag team to hold that title. And I wish them well. Ty Conti and Anna Jay have great chemistry together. And I can't wait to hear their new mashed up theme, ASAP. Making some headlines is Jade Cargill, who, in my opinion, is a future AEW Women Champion. She was on Twitter yesterday trying to defend her looks. You know, she even posted that she is a mom, which means she gave birth, because some people online think that a muscular woman isn't feminine enough. What is wrong with people? I mean, I hate body shaming. It doesn't matter if it's fat shaming or skin shaming or any kind of body shaming is wrong and lame and stupid. But did you see, did you look at Jade Cargill? How can you say she is not a woman? Ah, yes, she has muscles. She is built like a Greek sculpture. But you can definitely see she's a woman. So she went online, she went on Twitter, she talked about it. It baffles me that she even needs to defend her looks for some bored people online that can't deal with the fact that a woman can be muscular. Now, you don't have to find it feminine or attractive or good looking for your taste, but you don't need to shame people who look like that or think that way. So, Jade, you're a future star. She's undefeated, if I'm not mistaken, at AEW. So, maybe after Ruby and Britt finish their feud, she'll be next in line for a title shot. I'm not sure if she's ready right now to be the women's champion, but I definitely see her in the future as a women's champion. She has everything. She has the looks. She has the charisma. She has the persona. She just needs to better herself up in the ring, which is okay because she's fairly new and it takes a lot of time to be good at wrestling. So she has a lot of time to develop. But outside of her wrestling ability, she has everything ready for her to be an AEW Women's Champion. Go, Jade Cargill. That's all the time we have for today's show. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, to share, to tell a friend. Go to linktree.com/15min time limit. That's linktr.ee/15min time limit to see where you can listen to the podcast and social media links. I'll be adding more links in the future, so make sure you go there and share it with your friends. See you, I guess, tomorrow. New Japan Pro Wrestling G1 reviews will be tomorrow. Can't wait to talk to you then. Bye-bye.